Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Urging supporters to organize and resist the agenda of President Trump, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders headlined a political rally last night in Boston. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was there and has our story.
We got to fight. We got to be in the fight. We got to be willing to go into the fight. We have to fight if we're going to win.
That pretty much summed up the message at last night's rally that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders delivered to about 1,600 enthusiastic partisans at the Orpheum Theater in Boston. The event was organized by Our Revolution, Bernie Sanders' effort to continue his grassroots political movement that almost delivered the Democratic presidential nomination to him last year. Warren, who was introduced as a working-class champion, was the warm-up act. She made the point that with Republicans in control of the White House and Congress, progressives like her and Sanders have few legislative tools at their disposal. But Warren says public activism and resistance is making the difference, and for that she offered a big thank you.
To everyone in this room and everyone around the country who got up and fought back the biggest assault on health care in this country and won.
The stunning Republican failure last week to deliver on a major campaign pledge to repeal and replace Obamacare has given Democrats like Warren something to cheer about, even though that failure had as much to do with opposition from conservative Republicans as it did from Democrats. Still, it's energizing populist opposition to the Trump agenda.
We believe that health care is not some frivolity available for the rich. It is a basic human right for every human being.
It felt like a campaign event, especially when Sanders took the stage. The post-election Sanders is much like the pre-election Sanders. He's still advocating for a $15 minimum wage, tuition-free public college, government-provided Medicaid for all, while blaming Republican policies for growing income inequality.
Their greed is destroying this country, and tonight we tell them enough is enough.
Sanders was careful not to blame those who supported President Trump. He said Trump didn't win the election, the Democrats lost it. And he pointed out that in recent years, Democrats have lost control not only of the House, Senate, and the White House, but also some 900 legislative seats across the country. Sanders says it's time for a fundamental restructuring of the Democratic Party.
We need a Democratic Party which is not the party of the liberal elite, but a party of the working class of this country.
Sanders says a grassroots progressive agenda can resurrect the Democratic Party. It's a message that he and Elizabeth Warren will continue to deliver as they both face re-election next year. Warren, meanwhile, continues to face speculation that she could be a candidate for president 2 years after that. In Boston last night, Sanders was interrupted more than once with chants of Bernie 2020. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.